Be seated, please. Continue from where we were this morning. I know many of you weren't here this morning, but you will be able to go along with it. And there will be a test at the end. A test. Pay attention. This morning we dealt with Paul's heart that the believers would come to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
Esta mañana hablamos de que los creyentes tenían que llegar al conocimiento de la palabra de Dios.
And we had a diagram on the board.
Y nos apoyamos en un pequeño diagrama aquí en el pizarrón.
I'll try to redraw it.
Vamos a dibujarlo nuevamente.
That in the old covenant,
en el antiguo pacto,
we had types and figures.
Tenemos algo que se llamó tipos o figuras de Cristo.
They testified of a reality.
Y ellos, estos tipos y figuras de Cristo, testificaban de una realidad.
They testified of this mystery.
Testificaban de un misterio.
The reality was cloaked.
La realidad estaba oculta.
Was veiled.
Había un velo.
But testified of a reality.
Que testificaba de una realidad.
Now we covered that this morning.
Y eso es lo que vimos esta mañana.
This mystery did not begin here.
Este misterio no empezó aquí.
This mystery began in eternity.
Este misterio empezó en la eternidad.
Christ himself.
Cristo mismo.
But in the old covenant, it was veiled in types and shadows. So we dealt with the mystery. Then we dealt with the good thing to come. Paul says in Philemon, the acknowledgement that he desired that they come to the acknowledgement of the good thing that is within them.
Pablo decía en Filemón decía que se llegaba al conocimiento de las buenas cosas.
The good thing.
Las buenas cosas.
We read in Hebrews 10 that
también leímos en Hebreos 10,
the law was a shadow of the good things to come.
Que la ley era un tipo de las buenas cosas que vendrían.
Then that good thing became personified by lo I come. Personified, lo I come. In Hebrews 10. Christ himself.
Cristo mismo.
The one, the good thing hoped for.
La esperanza que todo lo que aquellos esperaban se personificó en Cristo.
The good thing of which types and shadows testify.
Aquellas buenas cosas de quien los tipos y las formas testifican.
Now says, lo I come.
El Señor Jesucristo dice, aquí estoy.
Paul goes a step further.
Pablo avanza un poquito más.
And says, now that mystery.
Ahora este misterio,
now that good thing.
Ahora estas buenas cosas,
is in you.
Están en ti.
No longer hidden in types and figures.
Ya no están escondidas en estos ejemplos, en estas formas y figuras.
No longer afar off for a future time.
Ya no tienen que esperar a que vengan en el futuro.
He's in you.
Ahora está en ti.
And Paul's desire was that the believer would come to the acknowledgement of him. The knowing of him. Now we said this morning that that is not an agreement with theological ideas. That's not grasping good thoughts with your brain. The acknowledgement is the experiencing in your soul of the fullness of this reality. It is your soul being unveiled to the glory that abides within it. And that's what we dealt with this morning. So we said, boy, these run out quick. You remember. This isn't going to work. We had the believer. And we had Christ in the soul of the believer. And we said that that mystery remains a mystery. Even if he is present. Until our souls are unveiled to his presence. And when we know him who is present, Paul says in him we find all the riches and treasures of the eternal wisdom and knowledge of God. This was Paul's desire. Paul's desire was never beyond Christ being revealed. The revealing of Christ is not something he gives to you. It is not Christ being revealed to you as a better doctrine.
No es una mejor doctrina. Esto del Cristo revelado en ti no es una doctrina que puede ser mejor que otras.
It is the work of the Spirit unveiling your soul to the indwelling Christ.
Es el Espíritu de Cristo revelándote al Cristo que habita en ti.
That in his face, in his face,
en su propio rostro,
in his appearing,
en su apariencia,
you will know.
Cuando lo contemples,
you will know salvation.
Te darás cuenta de lo que es la salvación.
You will know fullness.
Encontrarás la llenura del Espíritu.
I said this morning,
dije esta mañana,
you may never know him fully.
Quizá no alcancemos a comprenderlo del todo.
But he who is the fullness lives in you.
Sin embargo, aquel que es la llenura habita en ti.
We're talking about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Estamos hablando de las inescrutables riquezas de Dios.
That does not mean you can't find them.
Eso no significa que no tenemos la capacidad de encontrarlo.
Because they're in you.
Porque están dentro de nosotros.
That means that once found, you cannot exhaust them.
Eso significa que una vez que tú te das cuenta de que tan grande es, no puedes acabarlo.
There's never an end to the riches of Christ.
No hay un final, no tiene fin.
He is eternally the wealth of your soul. And I want to stress to you, that is the purpose.
Este es el propósito.
The seeing of Christ.
Ver a Cristo, contemplar a Cristo.
The revealing of Christ.
Es la revelación que significa Cristo en tu vida.
Is the purpose.
Es el fin, es el propósito.
For you being born again.
De que tú nazcas de nuevo.
Turn with me to John chapter 3.
Vamos a ver en San Juan capítulo 3.
I just want to make a short point tonight. Chapter 3, verses 1 through verses 3.
Vamos a leer San Juan, capítulo 3, capítulo 3, del 1 al 3. 1
through 3, yes.
Había un hombre entre los fariseos que se llamaba Nicodemo, un principal entre los judíos. Este vino a Jesús de noche y le dijo: Rabí, sabemos que has venido de Dios como maestro, porque nadie puede hacer estas señales que tú haces si no está Dios con él. Respondió Jesús y le dijo: de cierto te digo, que el que no naciere de nuevo no puede ver el reino de Dios.
You see what he said.
Veamos cuidadosamente.
Now we see here also Jesus saying, if until you are born again you cannot enter the kingdom of God. But I was reading this one day and the Lord made me read it again. I wasn't seeing something. He says here in verse 3, that except a man be born again,
que a menos que un hombre nazca de nuevo,
he cannot see,
no puede ver,
the kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
Mallory dealt with the kingdom of God this morning.
Nos habló algo acerca del reino de Dios.
And she said that the kingdom of God cannot be seen with these eyes.
Que el reino de Dios no es apreciable a la vista natural.
The kingdom of God is in you.
Porque el reino de Dios está en ti.
See, that's the reality of new birth.
Esa es la realidad del nuevo nacimiento.
You enter the kingdom. You enter the kingdom of God. We read, I believe, this morning, Colossians chapter 1.
Colosenses capítulo 1.
That God has delivered us out of darkness.
Que el Señor nos ha traído y nos ha sacado de las tinieblas.
And has brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Y nos ha traído al reino de su Hijo amado.
That's the result of being born again.
Ese es el resultado de haber nacido de nuevo.
That's the immediate result.
Ese es el resultado inmediato.
That is the present state of being for you.
Ese es el estado en que nos encontramos y nos situamos.
You're in the kingdom of God.
Hoy estás en el reino de Dios.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Because the King is in you.
Porque el Rey vive en ti.
The substance of the kingdom is in you.
La sustancia del reino está en ti.
But here we do not just see the necessity of new birth.
Aquí no solamente vemos y entendemos que tenemos necesidad de un nuevo nacimiento.
We see the purpose of
vemos
the new birth.
El propósito del nuevo nacimiento.
The purpose of new birth,
el propósito del nuevo nacimiento,
is seeing the kingdom.
Es ver el reino.
Now, Jesus says something interesting.
Jesucristo dijo algo muy interesante.
They were asking him about the kingdom.
Le estaban preguntando acerca del reino.
And Jesus says this.
Y el Señor Jesucristo dijo esto.
The kingdom of God,
el reino de Dios,
does not come,
no viene, no sobreviene,
with observation.
No, nada más con observar o con contemplar.
That means the kingdom of God cannot be observed by the natural eye.
Eso significa que el reino de Dios no puede ser apreciado con los ojos naturales.
All right.
Hallelujah.
So, if being born again allows us to see the kingdom,
entonces si nacer de nuevo nos permite ver el reino.
And yet the kingdom of God cannot be seen with the natural eye.
Y el reino de Dios no puede ser visto con los ojos naturales.
There must be a sight that is other than natural.
Entonces debe haber una visión que va más allá de los ojos naturales.
There must be a sight that is not natural by which the kingdom of God is observed.
Debe haber una visión que no es natural mediante la cual podemos contemplar el reino de Dios.
There is.
Y sí, sí la hay.
We'll see it, but that sight, that vision, is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is your soul
es tu alma
beholding
contemplando
the King.
Al Rey.
Beholding Him
contemplándole a él,
who finished the work
que ya hemos sumado el trabajo,
and now stands in your soul as the substance of that work.
Pero se mantiene en tu alma como una sustancia, como un resultado final de ese trabajo.
That is the seeing for which your soul was purposed.
Esa es la contemplación para la cual tu alma fue creada.
That is why you are born from above.
Para eso fuiste creado.
To see the kingdom. The kingdom of God, the evidence of the kingdom,
el reino de Dios, la evidencia del reino de Dios,
will not be seen with these eyes.
No puede ser vista por esos ojos.
But,
sin embargo,
is to be experienced in the soul.
Sin embargo, está hecha para que nuestra alma la pueda experimentar.
See, this morning I forgot to read this definition. For the word acknowledgement.
Para la palabra conocimiento.
We dealt with that word.
Y tuvimos ahí alguna duda con esta palabra.
But I want to read you this definition.
Me gustaría leerte esta definición.
It says that this word emphasizes full and true understanding.
Esta palabra enfatiza
full.
El entendimiento completo.
It represents that instead of sensory perception.
Y va más allá de la percepción sensorial, es decir, de los sentidos.
It is a perception of things as they are.
Es una percepción más allá de la percepción de las cosas como son.
It is not an opinion.
No es una opinión.
It is not opinion about them.
No hay una opinión.
See, until we see Christ,
hasta que vemos a Cristo,
all we have is our opinion.
Todo lo que tenemos es nuestra opinión.
No matter how good that opinion may be.
No importa que tan buena esa opinión sea.
No matter how true it may be.
No importa qué tanto grado de verdad contenga su opinión.
We still only have our understanding.
Solamente tenemos nuestro entendimiento.
See? But this knowing.
Sin embargo, este conocimiento.
This seeing.
Esta visión.
Of which I am speaking.
De la que estoy hablando.
Sees things as they are.
Nos hace ver las cosas tal como son.
Sees Him as He is.
Nos hace ver a Cristo tal como es.
It goes on to say, it comprehends that which is truly real, which
nos
is real.
Nos hace comprender eso que es precisamente real.
The one who knows in this way encounters the eternal.
Y aquel que entiende de esta manera entiende lo eternal.
And not only does he encounter the eternal, but he participates in it.
Y no solo entiende lo eternal, sino que participa de lo eternal.
In the revealing of Christ.
En la revelación de Cristo.
In the seeing of Him.
En el momento de que lo contemplamos.
We become participants.
Nos convertimos en partícipes.
In that eternal reality.
De esa realidad eterna.
That one who was promised eternally.
Aquel quien nos fue prometido desde las edades.
That Paul says now dwells in you.
Aquel de quien Pablo dice que ahora mora en ti.
When he is seen. When he is seen,
cuando lo vemos,
our soul becomes participating.
Nuestra alma automáticamente se convierte en
our soul experiences
nuestra alma lo experimenta
who he is.
Tal y como es.
That can never be seen with these eyes.
Y eso no puede ser visto con estos ojos.
That glory can never be understood with this brain.
Esa gloria no puede ser entendida con esta mente.
But it is the very reality the soul was created for.
Sin embargo, es para ofrecer esa realidad es para que nuestra mente fue creada.
Your soul was created to know Him.
Tu alma fue diseñada para conocerle.
That's why you're born from above.
Y eso, para eso, pues, que crearon, para eso.
Yeah. evidence of this is not given to the natural eye. We see that in Matthew chapter 16.
Eso lo vemos en Mateo, capítulo 16.
Jesus says to his disciples,
Jesucristo dice a sus discípulos,
who do men say I am?
¿Quién dice la gente que soy?
Now, notice this.
Sin embargo, hay que notar algo.
He did not say, who does John or Jose say I am?
Jesucristo dijo, ¿quién dice Juan o quién dice José que soy yo?
He said, who do men say that I am?
¿Quién dice la gente, digamos, en general?
Because he knows man's understanding is man's understanding.
Porque él entiende que el entendimiento de los hombres no es nada más que eso, el entendimiento de hombres.
We're seeing here not a difference between a man's wrong understanding and a man's right understanding.
No estamos hablando de un entendimiento correcto o de un entendimiento incorrecto.
We're going to see in this man's understanding and God's understanding.
Aquí digamos que la pelea es entre el entendimiento del hombre y el entendimiento de Dios.
He says, who do men say I am? Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're a prophet. Now that sounds pretty far out.
Y eso suena como bastante extraño.
That sounds super spiritual.
Y también suena muy espiritual.
Because they were all dead.
Porque todas estas personas de las que se hablan ya estaban muertos.
So he's saying they've come back from the dead.
Entonces la gente dice, bueno, regresaron entre los muertos.
And they're saying you're them.
Y ellos dicen que tú eres ellos, alguno de estos.
But see, their perception was based on external observation.
Porque su percepción estaba basada en los ojos.
They saw what he did.
Ellos veían lo que Jesucristo hizo.
They heard what he said.
Escuchaban lo que él decía.
But they did not see him.
Pero no lo veían a él.
They did not hear him.
No lo escuchaban.
They did not know him.
No lo conocían.
So he turns it to his disciples.
Entonces él voltea a ver a los discípulos.
Who do you say I am?
Y les pregunta, ¿quién dicen ustedes, específicamente ustedes, que soy yo?
And one answered.
Y una respuesta.
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo de Dios viviente.
Now he said, thou art the Christ.
Tú eres el Cristo.
You are the one we've been waiting on.
Tú eres aquel a quien hemos estado esperando.
You're the one that types and shadows testified of.
Tú eres aquel de quien nos hablaron los profetas en formas y tipos.
You're the one in all our hopes reside.
Todo tú eres aquel en quien nuestras esperanzas descansan.
And he sees him there.
Y los contempla en ese momento.
Did natural sight show him this?
La visión natural no les enseñó eso.
Jesus says it did not.
El Señor dice que no fue así.
Jesus said flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you.
Le dijo, mi carne y sangre te ha revelado esto.
Seeing me did not in this way did not show you who I am.
Y verme como ves así como estoy no te reveló cuál es mi verdadera personalidad.
My Father has revealed me.
Mi padre te lo ha revelado.
My Father has opened your soul.
Mi padre ha abierto las puertas de tu alma.
My Father has made me known unto you.
Mi padre es quien te ha dado ese conocimiento.
That is the seeing.
Esa es la visión.
By which that our soul must come to.
A la que nuestra alma debe llegar.
That which these eyes can't see.
Esa visión que nuestros ojos no pueden ver.
But the Father desires to reveal.
Sin embargo, el padre es el deseo del padre revelarnos.
That's the pleasure of God.
Ese es lo que Dios disfruta. En lo que Dios se complace.
Now, with this in mind,
ahora con esto en nuestra mente,
let's go to another example.
Vamos a ver otro ejemplo.
In Luke chapter 2.
En Lucas capítulo 2.
I want to show you these examples.
Me gustaría mostrarte algunos ejemplos.
All right. Verse 25.
En Lucas 2.
Through verse 32 to begin with.
The 25?
25 through 32, please. Yep.
Okay. Lucas capítulo 2, verso 25 al 32. Y aquí había en Jerusalén un hombre llamado Simeón, y este hombre justo y piadoso esperaba la consolación de Israel, y el Espíritu Santo estaba sobre él. Y le había sido revelado por el Espíritu Santo que no había la muerte antes de que hubiese ungido del Señor. Y movido por el Espíritu, vino al templo. Y cuando los padres del niño Jesús lo trajeron al templo para hacer por él conforme al rito de la ley, él le tomó en sus brazos y bendijo a Dios diciendo: Ahora, Señor, despide a tu siervo en paz, conforme a tu palabra, porque han visto mis ojos tu salvación, la cual has preparado en la presencia de todos los pueblos. La luz para la revelación de los gentiles y la gloria para el pueblo de Israel.
Simeon had a promise.
Simeón, a Simeón le fue dada una promesa.
Just like Israel.
Igual que Israel.
In fact, Israel can be gathered up in this man.
De hecho, podemos asimilar a Israel con este hombre.
Daily at the temple. Daily at the temple.
Diariamente en el templo.
But he had a promise.
Tenía una promesa.
He had an expectation.
Tenía una esperanza.
Promise was that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ.
La promesa era que él no iba a morir hasta que viera al Salvador.
The promised Messiah.
Al Mesías prometido.
This was the hope that he held to.
Y esta era la esperanza que él tenía.
This was the desire of his heart.
Era el deseo de su corazón.
And they brought in Jesus.
Y Jesucristo fue llevado al templo.
This baby.
Este niño.
And he takes this baby in his arms.
Y este hombre toma al niño en sus brazos.
And he sees him.
Lo ve, contempla.
But he sees much more than a baby.
Y lo que ve es mucho más que un bebé.
He sees what natural eye cannot see. God unveils the nature of who this child is.
Dios le revela la naturaleza de este niño.
He has a sight given of God.
Tiene una visión que le puede dar de Dios.
And he says, "Let thy servant depart in peace."
Y dice, "El Señor despide a tu siervo en paz."
For mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
Porque he visto, porque han visto mis ojos tu salvación.
Not these eyes.
No estos ojos.
These eyes did not see the salvation.
Los ojos naturales no podían ver la salvación.
The eyes of his heart saw.
Los ojos de su corazón fueron los que tuvieron.
Who this was?
Fueron los que entendieron quién era ese niño.
He's the one hoped for.
Este niño es a quien todo el mundo esperaba.
He is the one that has been prepared and brought, and he is the light of the Gentiles.
Es la luz de los gentiles, la cual ha preparado la presencia de todos los pueblos.
And he is the glory of Israel.
Y la gloria de tu pueblo Israel.
Christ in you.
Cristo en ti.
The glory of Israel.
De Israel.
The glory hoped for.
La gloria que todo mundo esperaba.
The glory expected.
La gloria que todo mundo quería.
He says, "Mine eyes have seen."
Y dice, mis ojos han visto.
The expected glory of God.
La gloria de Dios esperada.
See, that's what must take place in our soul.
Eso es lo que debe ocurrir en nuestra alma.
Because Paul says he's in you now.
Porque Pablo dice, él está en ti ahora.
Why must he be revealed?
Porque debe ser revelado.
Because he's there.
Porque él está ahí.
There's no other reason.
No hay otra razón.
He's there.
Ahí está.
The substance of your salvation abides in you now.
La sustancia de la salvación habita en ti ahora.
Amen. and the Spirit of truth desires to reveal him.
El Espíritu de verdad desea revelártelo.
I want to show you something. The word that we use in John chapter 3.
La palabra que usamos en Juan capítulo 3.
We're going to turn to Ephesians 1. I'm sorry. But I want to show you that the word that is translated see in John 3, that you would see the kingdom. I want to show you what this means. I want to show you what this seeing is. Now we know the first chapter of Ephesians. Most of us know the first chapter of Ephesians.
La mayoría de nosotros conoce el primer capítulo de Efesios.
Paul speaks of that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings.
Pablo nos dice que hemos sido bendecidos con todas las bendiciones espirituales.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
Amén.
And I remember when I was in Costa Rica that I was told that the Spanish version, the Spanish Bible you have, that the word blessings is singular. Is that correct?
No.
No? And theirs it was. They told me it was. They lied to me. Let's go home. Huh? Well, in the Greek, it is singular. See, it says it as blessings, as plural. But in the original, it is singular.
Pero en el lenguaje original de la palabra, en la etimología de la palabra, es singular.
See, that's a wonderful thing.
Y es algo interesante.
Because the blessing we have is not many things.
Porque la bendición que tenemos no es varias cosas.
We don't have many blessings.
Nosotros tenemos muchas bendiciones.
See, we're told in Christianity we're supposed to just pile on the blessing. And we call everything under the sun the blessing of God. But is that the blessing of God? No. There is one blessing of God.
Hay una, solamente una bendición de Dios.
And in that one blessing, all blessings are realized.
Y en esta bendición, todas las bendiciones se unen.
All the fullness.
Toda la llenura.
All the riches.
Toda la riqueza.
He is the substance of the blessing that was promised to Abraham.
Esta es la sustancia de la bendición que le fue prometida a Abraham.
He is the blessing promised to Israel. And Paul says that we have been blessed.
Y Pablo dice que hemos sido bendecidos
in spiritual fullness.
En una llenura espiritual.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
Because he who is the full blessing of God.
Porque es la verdadera y la completa bendición de Dios.
He's in you.
Él está en ti.
And he's in you now.
Y está en ti hoy.
Amén.
The desire. We read this morning. The expectation is no longer deferred, postponed. Postponed. The desire is no longer postponed. The desire has come. The desire of the Father has come. The desire of Israel has come. The desire of my soul has come. He's in us now.
He's está en nosotros hoy.
And it says, when he is known to become, it is the tree of life unto us.
Cuando el deseo se cumple, eso es que es muy similar al árbol de la vida.
Because we partake of him as that eternal life.
Porque participamos de esa verdad espiritual.
He that hath the Son hath the life.
Él en quien está la vida.
He that hath the Son hath life.
Él en quien está la vida del Hijo.
Hallelujah. The life of God.
La vida de Dios.
The fullness of life.
La llenura de la vida
is now in you.
Está en ti.
And the desire of God
y el deseo de Dios
is to make him known in you.
Es hacértelo, es que sea revelado en ti.
Is to reveal him.
Es revelarlo a él.
So in Ephesians 1, we go back. He says we're blessed with all spiritual blessings. Then he, if you remember this morning what we said, he basically says the same thing. He says the promise, the purpose of God, that eternal purpose, that which God determined and intended, has now come.
Ahora se ha hecho realidad.
He says, by that,
dice que a través de esto,
the grace of God has made us accepted in the Beloved.
La gracia de Dios nos ha hecho aceptos en la sangre.
We are in Him.
Estamos en Él. Amen.
See, this is eternal, God's eternal intention.
Esta es la intención que ha tenido Dios por toda la eternidad.
Paul saying, it's a reality.
Pablo dice, es realidad.
Remember this morning I said Paul always establishes reality first.
Pablo, en la mañana dijimos que Pablo siempre nos habla de esta realidad.
He always establishes the fact that you're in Christ.
Siempre nos dice lo primero que nos dice es que tú estás en Cristo.
That you are in union with Christ himself.
En unión con Cristo mismo.
He states that as a reality, a present reality.
Eso lo establece como una realidad presente.
And then based upon that,
y basado en eso,
he directs the reader of his letter.
Se dirige a sus lectores, a los que van a leer sus cartas.
He directs their heart
y motiva su corazón
to set their affection
para que muevan, para que ellos puedan tener,
to know Christ.
Para que ellos puedan tener la necesidad de conocer a Cristo.
Not to wait on something better.
No, que esperen algo que va a venir, que es mejor.
Because he knows Christ is the better thing.
Porque él sabe que lo mejor es Cristo.
See? Paul was in this state. Paul was in this state of being under types and shadows.
Pablo también estaba anteriormente entendiendo la vida cristiana en estos tipos y formas.
Paul was waiting on the Messiah.
Pablo esperaba al Mesías.
Paul was looking for him to come.
Pablo esperaba que llegara el Mesías.
Paul had a promise and an expectation.
Pablo tenía una promesa y una esperanza.
But then Paul says, when it pleased God, he revealed his Son in me. When that took place, he saw every type, every figure, every shadow, every hope, everything he desired. He saw that it was Christ. And he saw that that Christ was in him. That thrills me. That thrills me. I was told all my life, you have to wait on the better. But all God was trying to get me to turn my heart.
Sin embargo, todo ese tiempo el Espíritu de Dios trabajaba en mi corazón.
To turn my heart away from my concepts and my ideas.
Para que se eliminaran, para que se derrumbaran mis ideas y mis conceptos.
And confess my ignorance.
Que yo confesara mi ignorancia.
Confess my blindness.
Y confesara mi ceguera.
That he may give me sight.
Para que él me diera la visión.
Not better natural sight.
No una visión natural, que yo pudiera ver mejor con mis ojos.
But spiritual sight.
Sino la visión espiritual.
The seeing of Christ.
La visión de Cristo.
The revealing of the Son.
La revelación del Señor.
That in him I would find all the treasures and riches of God.
De que en él se puede encontrar todas las los tesoros y toda la vida espiritual.
Hallelujah. See, that is the blessing of God that makes rich.
Esa es la bendición de Dios que nos hace ricos.
You ever read that verse?
¿Hemos leído alguna vez ese verso?
Have you ever heard that verse preached?
Quizá hemos escuchado que alguien lo predicó.
It's always attached to some money or material thing.
Siempre está ligado a algo que tiene que ver con las bienes materiales.
No. The blessing of God is Christ Himself. He is the blessing that makes rich the soul. Because in Him all the fullness and wealth of God is found. So Paul goes on in Ephesians 1 in verse 16 and 17. Yeah, read those first. 16, I think. Yeah, eyes will be open.
What the verse
is,
the Spanish version.
Yeah, I'll take it.
No ceso de dar gracias a Dios por vosotros, haciendo memoria de vosotros en mis oraciones, para que el Dios de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo, el Padre de la Gloria, os dé espíritu de sabiduría y revelación en el conocimiento de Él, alumbrando los ojos de vuestro entendimiento para que sepáis cuál es la esperanza que Él nos ha animado, que la gloria y la herencia de los santos.
Yeah, verse 18 as well. Okay. Now see, Paul establishes that what God had determined before the foundation of the world.
Pablo nos dice de lo que Dios había determinado desde antes de la fundación del mundo.
He has realized in his Son.
Él se cimienta en su Hijo.
We don't have time, but you need to read that.
Pero hay que leer eso cuando tengan tiempo.
That everything he determined.
Todo lo que él determinó.
He has summed up. He has comprehended in his Son.
Lo ha concentrado en su Hijo.
And he also says that we are accepted in that Son.
Y él también dice que somos aceptos gracias a este Hijo.
He brings us into that Son.
Nos ha llevado a este Hijo.
He brings us into that accomplished, fulfilled reality.
Y nos lleva a esta realidad completa.
And he says, now I pray for you.
Y nos dice, y yo estoy orando por ti.
Paul understood that, see, reading his letters would not reveal Christ. So he does not pray, I pray you'll read my letters 100 times. Just read my letters over and over. Because he knew, except Christ be revealed, the letters mean nothing. Except Christ be revealed, these can be just words. But when the word is made known in your soul, he will be seen to be the substance of every word. So Paul's prayer is what? That the eyes of your understanding, that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Not in the knowledge of things, of Him.
sino el conocimiento de él.
That the eyes of your understanding,
que los ojos de tu entendimiento,
would be enlightened,
se iluminen,
filled with light,
que se llenen de vida, de luz.
Christ, who is the light of life,
de Dios, de Jesucristo, que es la luz de la vida.
That he would fill your soul,
que él llene tu alma.
The eyes of your understanding. That's not these eyes. It is the eyes of the soul. See, your soul has faculties created of God for no other purpose, no other reason but to see Christ. The soul has eyes to see Christ and nothing else. The soul has ears to hear Him. No one else. And this is what Paul's saying. This reality demands that your soul be enlightened. This reality demands that Christ be revealed. What's the result? What's the result? What's the result of his revealing? Paul says it in the next verse, verse 19. That you may know. That you may know.
Que puedas conocer.
I said today, that's not the brain grasping things.
No es el cerebro, no es nuestra mente tratando de entender cosas.
That is the soul experiencing the person.
Sino es el alma que experimenta la persona.
And what I want you to see,
y lo que me gustaría que vieras,
is that the same word that is translated see in John 3,
es la misma palabra que en Juan 3 se traduce como ver,
where he says you cannot see the kingdom except you be born again. And I said that's the purpose of us being born again. That same word is this word that you may know. Seeing and knowing are in. You cannot separate the two.
No puedes separar estos dos.
Until you see him,
hasta que veas, a él,
you will not know him.
No, primero tienes que verlo para poder después conocerlo.
You will know things.
Vas a saber algunas cosas.
You may know good things.
Y por ahí, las cosas que sepas, sean buenas.
But you will not know him.
Pero no lo vas a conocer.
And nothing of this reality,
y nada de esta realidad,
will be seen to be fulfilled.
Se puede llegar a una plenitud.
You'll still be waiting on something yet to come.
Siempre vas a estar esperando que algo llegue.
Whatever it may be.
Lo que sea que esperes.
He has come.
Él ha venido.
And God's desire is that you will see the kingdom. The kingdom that is in you. The king that is in you. One more verse. 1 Kings. First Kings chapter 10,
bienaventurados hombres dichosos estos tus siervos que están continuamente delante de ti y hay en tu sabiduría.
You go through 8?
Hmm?
Okay. Now, this is a beautiful story.
Es una historia muy hermosa.
This is not just the story, though.
No es una historia solamente.
This speaks of a reality
habla de una realidad
that must take place in our hearts.
Que debe ocurrir en nuestros corazones.
It speaks far beyond itself.
Explica y habla mucho más allá de lo que entendemos.
Here we have the Queen of Sheba.
Tenemos la reina de Saba.
She comes to see Solomon.
Viene a ver a Salomón.
Solomon, the man who has finished the work.
Salomón, aquel que ha terminado un trabajo.
The king of the greatest kingdom.
El rey del reino más grande.
The one who is the richest and wealthiest king.
El hombre más rico, el rey más rico y más poderoso.
This should bring your mind back to what we've been saying.
Y quizá lo relaciones con lo que hemos estado diciendo.
Who had all riches,
que tiene todas las riquezas,
and all fullness.
Y toda la ilusión.
She comes to see him.
La mujer del Estado viene y lo va a entrevistarse con él.
And after she's seen him and been with him,
y después de que lo ve y lo ofrece y lo contempla,
read the story. Read the story. It's a beautiful story. I just want to look at the end. These three verses. She says to the king, it was a true report that I heard. In verse 6, what you read first. It was a true report. What I heard was true. See, what you're hearing this week
lo que hemos escuchado esta semana
is a true report.
Es algo que es verdad.
You're hearing the truth.
Estás escuchando la verdad.
You're hearing the reality of Christ.
Estás escuchando la realidad de Cristo.
It is a true report.
Es algo que es verdad.
There's no doubt about it.
No hay duda.
But look what she said.
Sin embargo, ¿qué es lo que dice ella?
She said, I believed it not. Verse 7. I believe not the words. Now this does not mean that she thought they were all lying to her. In the Hebrew language it means something more. This word believed is where we get the word amen.
Esta palabra creer es de donde sacamos nosotros la palabra amén.
So be it.
Así sea.
So what she's saying is, it was a true report.
Lo que ella dice era verdad lo que oí.
But there was no amen to what they said.
I don't understand.
There was no amen, no let it be so to what they
pero
said.
Ella no lo aceptaba en su corazón completamente.
What they said was not given evidence.
Lo que le decían a ella no era una evidencia dada.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She says this.
Ella dice lo siguiente.
That was the condition of her heart.
Así es como está mi corazón.
She heard words,
escucharon las palabras,
but they were not confirmed.
Sin embargo, no las podía confirmar.
The reality of the words
la realidad de las palabras
had not come.
No había llegado.
She just had words.
Solamente le habían llegado
true words.
Palabras que a lo mejor eran verdad.
True words.
Palabras que a lo mejor no tenían razón.
But just words.
Sin embargo, al final de cuentas, solo palabras.
And she says this. It was not confirmed in my heart what they said until I came. We must come. We must come before Him. The King of Glory. And say, God, reveal Him in me. Show me your Son. Show me the King. Until I came, and mine eyes have seen. Yes, these were natural eyes that saw a king. But it speaks beyond itself to a reality that must take place in our heart. We must come. And we must see the King of Glory. We must see Him who has all fullness. or else it'll just be true words we're hearing. And all the time he's there in his fullness. And she says this, now that I have seen you, they did not tell me half the story. What they said was not even half of the glory. No matter how good the words are, no matter how true the report is, they will never exceed him. He will exceed the words. He is exceedingly abundantly above anything that our words can say. He exceeds this. His glory exceeds anything. And the Spirit of Truth is always desiring a heart that will come and turn. A heart that will turn to see the Lord. That he may reveal Christ in you. That you may see the exceeding glory of his person. Amen. All right. Amen.